Coders, builders, designers and students joined Island Health and hospital staff in an effort to promote innovation in healthcare for the annual Code Hack competition. From March 8 to 10, the fourth annual Hackathon was held at Royal Jubilee Hospital, where 70 participants collaborated on solutions to a range of healthcare challenges, and the top three projects were selected by a panel of judges, according to a news release from Island Health. Team Zero Blindness won the first place prize of $1,500 and the People's Choice Award for focusing on preventing blindness among vulnerable and marginalized populations with treatable conditions like diabetic retinopathy. The project proposed the development of easy-to-use kits that include a Bluetooth-connected headset that scans a patient's eyes, and the data would be uploaded to an app to specialists for a follow-up. In second place, Team Fentanyl pitched a discrete device that rapidly detects fentanyl in substances, and in third, Team Next proposed wristbands for patients to track updates on their care and wait times, provided by an app and waiting room screens to improve communications between care providers and patients in emergency departments. Working with a diverse group of doctors, allies and even a high school student helped me to see the bigger picture and understand that fentanyl is more than just a handheld device, said Anthony Shimapto, who attended Code Hack for the second time. It's a potential life-saving measure building on the current fentanyl strip detection technology. The Island Health Innovation Lab will offer support to the winning projects through its equipment and expertise, noted the release. I thought it was fantastic. It was really great to see such an engaged group of people, said Michelle Weisel, Island Health's Executive Medical Director for Medical and Academic Affairs. We're at a huge precipice of change in healthcare. Innovation will happen to us, or we'll be involved in developing it, one or the other, and I think the more involved we are, from the front line up, the easier the change will be. Read more. VUE Royal looks to address doctor shortage with $30,000 grant.